Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
All right, well, let's turn now to presidential politics. With just 4 days to go until Super Tuesday and the Massachusetts primary, there's so very much to talk about, including last night's Republican slamfest cage match, I'm not quite sure what you call it, that pushed Donald Trump back on his heels. We've also got a new WBUR poll that shows Trump with deep support amongst Massachusetts Republicans and a close race between the Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. So joining us now with more is WBUR's senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Magna.
So we've got some news here, actually, in the GOP race. I am seeing that former presidential candidate and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has endorsed Donald Trump.
Yeah, this is really surprising and really interesting. So you'll recall that Christie dropped out last month, and his decision to endorse Trump has really shocked a lot of Republicans. Christie, for a while, has been saying that it was time to stop the entertainment portion of this campaign. He often cited the kind of executive experience he had as being really important to this race. So here he is endorsing Donald Trump, the New Jersey businessman. The timing is interesting as well because it comes a day after Marco Rubio really went after Trump in last night's debate. And you'll recall that it was Christie who sort of dismantled Rubio right in the debate before the New Hampshire primary. And at his appearance today, you know, he called Rubio's behavior a sign of a desperate and losing campaign. Huh. But there it is. Chris Christie endorsing Donald Trump, maybe one of the most, probably the first really prominent Republican to do so. So right, it's an interesting development.
All right. Well, speaking of debates and going after, that is indeed what the mood was last night in the GOP debate in Houston. So we've got a little bit of tape here of Senator Marco Rubio really pushing Donald Trump to explain his health care plan.
So that's the only part of the plan? Just the lines, the interstate competition?
No, the nice part about the plan, you have many different plans. You'll have competition. You'll have so many different plans.
But now he's repeating himself.
No, I'm not repeating. No.
Mr. Trump.
No. I watched. They're talking about repeating.
The ghost of Chris Christie on the stage.
Absolutely.
There. So, but do you think those attacks by Rubio and Ted Cruz hurt Trump?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I think this is the first debate where Trump really looked, you know, you used the expression back on his heels, and he really looked that way. He looked very uncomfortable. By contrast, Rubio really looked like he was enjoying himself. Whether it's, and he was relaxed, he was smiling, he made it look like sort of fun sport. And a lot of folks have been wanting Rubio to go after Trump, but the question is it too late, you know, mm-hmm, just a few days before Super Tuesday, and whether it will help Rubio. And by the way, Ted Cruz was involved in going after Trump as well. It's hard for me to say. I'm not really sure. I have a sense that for a lot of people, you know, watching these folks sort of climb down into the mud with Donald Trump like that, I'm not sure it helps them. And, you know, I was reminded of the Rodney Dangerfield quote where he says, you know, I went to a fight last night and a hockey game broke out. And I was thinking, you know, I was watching something last night, sort of political mud wrestling. I'm not sure a political debate broke out, but right, it sure was entertaining.
Right. Well, so speaking of the overarching question, as you mentioned, will it hurt Donald Trump? We've got a new WBUR poll out today, just 4 days before Super Tuesday, in which Massachusetts voters also go to the polls, found that among likely Republican primary voters in this state, Donald Trump has 40% of the vote, with Marco Rubio and Ohio Governor John Kasich battling for second. So Trump's support pretty deep here amongst the Massachusetts GOP.
That's the thing that's most striking and I think most impressive about this WBUR poll. Trump, you know, at one point when we were talking about him, his candidacy in the early going, Magna, we were talking about him appealing to a very sort of limited group of voters. But in this poll, we've learned that he's carrying men, women. He leads among all age groups. He leads among all income groups and in every part of the state, you know, from Boston to the Berkshires. And so for me, sort of like the latest chapter in this Trump story, he continues to defy conventional political expectations. When you think about the kind of Republican that Massachusetts voters tend to support, you know, you think of William Weld, Salucci, Governor Baker, mm-hmm. you know, moderates, maybe they're fiscally conservative, but they're moderate or even liberal on social issues. So Trump is really another kind of Republican. So this is just the latest example of him really sort of upsetting the political calculus, the traditional political calculus.
What did the poll find about why 40% of Mass Republicans like Trump?
Well, it finds that his message is really resonating. Most of these voters think that he can restore America's image around the world, that he's most able to fix the economy, create jobs, most able to work with Congress and get things done, most likely to fix immigration and keep America safe. And here are two numbers that really stood out to me. 59% of those likely Republican primary voters say they want someone who can bring real change. Only 25% say they want someone with the right kind of experience. And this was striking to me because leading up to the New Hampshire primary, I spoke to a lot of Trump supporters, and I would say to them, what about the fact that he has no political experience?
Right.
And again, I would hear, that's why we like him. You know, he's not part of the political process that we feel is broken and then is not working for us. So it's good that he doesn't have that kind of experience.
Well, let's move on, if we can, actually, to the Democrats, if we could, in Massachusetts, because the WBUR poll also finds a close race there with Hillary Clinton just 5 points ahead of Bernie Sanders. I mean, is that surprising or not? Tell us more.
Well, I think it's surprising in a way. It's certainly good news for Hillary Clinton, troubling news for Sanders. Keep in mind, Sanders, of course, won New Hampshire, but then lost in Nevada, where African-Americans supported Clinton in a big way. On Saturday in South Carolina, Clinton is expected to do well again. And so Bernie Sanders needs a win on Super Tuesday, and Massachusetts should be the kind of state that he would do well in. It's white, it's liberal, but our poll shows that Clinton really has the advantage. So that spells possible trouble for Sanders.
It's really interesting that you note that, Anthony, because, I mean, you know, Sanders won by a landslide in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What explains Clinton's advantage or apparent advantage in Massachusetts?
Well, according to our poll, on the issues, these two folks divide very much in the ways that you would expect, according to what they've been talking about. So here's Steve Cazella of Mass Inc. He conducted our poll.
Voters who are looking for experience, someone with the right experience to be president is how we phrased it, then you're very likely to be with Hillary Clinton. And if you're looking for someone who can bring real change to the political system, that's a Bernie Sanders voter.
And Meghna, the poll found real gender and age gaps in this contest. Among female voters, Clinton leads by 21%. Among male voters, Sanders leads by 15%. Points. He leads among younger voters by a wide margin. But the group that gives Clinton the edge is women over 50 who favor Clinton by 41 points, which is a really good group to have because they vote in high numbers.
Right. And favorability?
Okay, this is really interesting. So our poll found that that Democratic voters like both these candidates a lot. Really high favorability ratings for both of them, especially for Sanders, whose numbers rival those of President Obama and the Pope among likely Democratic voters. So,
wow.
So very high numbers for him. Not clear if he can transfer that into a win on Tuesday, but it's going to be close.
Well, we'll see. Super Tuesday is just around the corner. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Thanks as always, Anthony.
My pleasure.
And we've got a link to full poll results at our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.